everybody. Welcome to my third episode of my podcast. If you don't already know, my name is Noah, and today we're doing a BuzzFeed article called 25 Facts That Will Blow Your Mind or something. I don't know, I forgot the name. But BuzzFeed is known for over-exaggerating, clickbaiting, and generally not telling the truth. And that's why I'm going to make fun of them today. So, let's just get right into it. The article was written by Jessica Mizener. I butchered that name, sorry. And they're part of BuzzFeed staff. Number 5. This is basically what you'll be getting into if you continue listening. If you eat a polar bear liver, you'll probably die. Now, I was never planning on eating a polar bear liver or a polar bear at all, for that matter. But don't. Number 4. I chose this one because it's kind of obvious and not really that much of a wacky fact, in quotes. Shoppers are far more likely to buy French wine when French music is playing in the background of a store, and German wine when German music is playing. That is kind of obvious. Number 3 is honey doesn't spoil. Now, this one is kind of... I chose this one because it's obvious, and people know this or should know this, and it's not very that much of a wacky fact, more of a known fact or a should be known fact. Number 2, this one is actually a wacky fact, and I like it. 2, a Swedish couple named their kid, or a Swedish couple tried to name their kid, BRFXXCCXXMNPCCCCLLLMMN. PRXVCLMNCKSSQLBB1116. The name is pronounced Albin. Now, the reason why they tried to do this is because Swedish naming laws make it so you can't name your child the same name as a person from the royal family, and Albin is someone in the royal family, and the Swedish couple tried to get around those laws by trying to name their kid that. And before we get to the final wackiest fact, let's go to a fact that isn't true at all. Marilyn Monroe had a higher IQ, 160, than that of Albert Einstein. And here's a comment on the article. I hate the fact that, Monroe is smarter than Einstein. Yes, she is often wrongly accused of being stupid, which is clearly far from the truth, but 160 is an estimated number, as Einstein never officially took the test. She was smart, but no Einstein. And finally, number 1, the brain named itself. Think about it. So that is all, folks. The music from this was made by Steve Lowther, Life is a Blur, courtesy of freesoundtracks.com. And without that music, this podcast would probably be a lot more dull. And secondly, we are now on Spotify and iTunes, along with the rest of the podcasts. So, go on Spotify or iTunes, Dr. Noah's Amusing Analysis, I'll be there, and I'll be waiting for you. Now, all my other stuff is in the description, my Spotify and iTunes, of course, my YouTube and Instagram, and also my Twitter. And that's pretty much it. Thank you all for listening, not watching, and I'll see you all, or I'll... I'll kind of see you all in the next episode. Goodbye.